I promise you, y'all ain't gonna rub it in my face.
I ain't rubbing nothing in your face.
You
need to call Daddy. Well, you need to call Daddy. I mean, I can't control what he does. Mark, I mean, I know you're upset, but I just wish you'd take it up from him. Me and him's done been into it about all this today, and
I'm
well, I done told him if he... I ain't the one doing it. I mean, I understand you're upset, but Daddy's the one doing this, not me. I know you're upset, but I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'll be honest with you. These elections, as far as me, I'm done with them. They're nothing but evil. I don't like it, and I told Daddy when he got beat, if he ever runs again, consider me out. I hate him. You know...
I want to tell y'all something. My grandmother was Smith. My great-grandmother was Smith. My great-grandmother was Smith. My great-grandmother was Smith. I got family out there in that district, too. I got friends out there in that district. Don't think I can't pull both of that district, too.
Well, I didn't...
Tell your daddy, you tell Avery. You tell him.
I don't talk to Avery. Daddy talks to him.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm not mad at you.
Well, it puts me in a bad place because I got bad.
You let him know my mom and daddy pulled out and voted for his damn ass. 20 damn people in that holler voted for his ass on Tuesday. And early folks came out and insulted my daddy like that. Bullshit, Josh.
Are
they paying you?
I know you.
I said, my mom and daddy, my family went out and voted for that man.
Mm-hmm.
You want to ride around Bush Avery? You better get his damn head out of his ass. Because I'm tired of people pissing in my Cheerios and we sitting around here taking it.
I understand.
This went on the whole damn time. You call me and tell me, and he called me and tell me that I'm riding the damn fence of Rick Inn. I ain't done a damn thing. But I'm going to call him now because I got hurt on my ass. You tell him to vote for that back shooting son of a bitch. You better remember who gave you your job.
I just don't want to lose my...
You remember, wait a minute. You remember when Joe Ferguson gave you a chance? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Did Joe Ferguson ride his bandwagon? And all that bunch and all that bunch of chicken, you can get a job.
Mm.
Now he's riding around there.
Well, I just don't want my job in jeopardy because of what my dad does.
I'm going to remember this, okay? Let me tell you something. I remember that church out there. I got friends in that church of Christ, too. I got family out there in that district, too. So let me tell you something. You tell him, and he says, I'm fixing to stomp his ass in this election. I took all the bad shit lies. You tell him, tell Butch Avery, with his damn arrest record in 1977, is going to burn his ass. But my mom and daddy, and everybody in this damn holler voted for him, I don't give a shit that didn't get 1,200 damn votes. My family supports him.
Like I said, I'll get...
This is what I get from y'all, and you. This is what I get.
I ain't did nothing, Mark.
Get your good sign stick in your yard. You don't tell everybody what to say. Y'all all go out there and start putting your good signs in your yard and old trucks and get one. I'm still going to beat his ass. Because you're a bunch of damn fools saying that somebody's going to beat me.
Mark, I ain't did a thing.
Now, I tell you what's going to happen. I got people that control the law, boys, too.
Can I say this for you?
Don't think I can't go to a sawmill and tell some people to try something right. Don't think it's Jim Smith only can do anything out there in that position.
I never said he could, Mark, but I don't want my job in jeopardy what my dad does. I can't control what he does.
You better be controlling.
Or what?
My dad. What about my dad?
So if my...
My family supported you.
I, understand.
No, but don't wait a minute. You call me and tell me, I guess it's gonna be a fucking missionary badge to get anything. Well, I'm a missionary badge, and I've never insulted your face. And you insulted my face the other night. You won't always talk to me when you come in here. I didn't do nothing to your daddy. I didn't do nothing to Rick Dean. I didn't even do nothing to my brother. The problem is, when you run for office, you're running your race, and you get your nose up, everybody else is busy, and you'll be okay. But he won't fly around and make it all funny and games. They're using Josh to insult you in my face that you work here. He's sitting up to it.
Can I just say this? I'll
tell you what you do. I know, I'll tell you what you do. You better hope he don't ever run again. My people, he won't get 1,200 votes. Next time, he might get 200. And I've said a lot, and I shouldn't what I said. But I have put up with people stepping on my ass and stabbing me in the back that I do shit for. I bring you back. I put you in SRO. I let you have what you want, and this is what I get in your day.
I can't. Listen to me, Mark. I know you.
I called you telling him Mark was hot, and he went off. But by God, I did you. But I hadn't shot nobody in the damn back. And I hadn't ever been charged with jail for domestic violence. I hadn't had 5 wives. I ain't got Illegitimate children. I can take your chin to feed it to any of this county.
I know you upset my blunt.
You take your faith, you take your morals, and you go to Judge Bruce Avery.
I ain't did a thing, man. That's what I understand. My daddy's doing this, not me. We're two different
well,
people.
I tell you what, my daddy was doing it. I tell him to get his head out today, because I'm getting my $36,000 a year from Sheriff Cameron.
Well, me and him got into it this morning over that, and he told me that for me to do what I had to do, and he can do what he had to do. And I said, Daddy, you're going to cause me all kinds of trouble.
I tell you what you do. You tell him that he needs to find you $36,000
here. So you're going to fire me because of what he's doing?
I'm not firing you. Did I say I'm firing you? You tell him, remember his little buddy Joe Ferguson, that's back in this land, wouldn't get a good job, wouldn't get a good chance, would he?
No.
And I voted for your dad, and I wish the hell I hadn't. But I'll tell you one goddamn thing. I'll show you what I do in that second district out there now. I'm going to win that fucking district. Y'all go out there and tell the people at church what you got to tell you people at church.
I ain't telling nobody nothing. I'm staying out of it.
Yeah. You tell them I think it's real funny.
Well, I just want you to know straight up. I just don't.
Think about this. They got me. I didn't pay him. Beat his damn self. I didn't beat him. If I lose, I beat my damn self.
I know you're upset, but I wish you'd just talk to him about it, because I didn't do it.
Talking to him? Still not talking to him. He may get his little feet and let him land. I'm giving you a fair warning. What you need to do from this point on is make up which side of the fence you're on and get off of that teeter totter and jump on Bush's side or jump on my side. That's all I'm asking you.
All right.
Make
I just don't understand why you're getting mad and yelling at me when Daddy's the one doing it.
Mad,
I ain't did nothing.
About, you don't know about 6 weeks
ago, he called
for it to me. Threatened you. What I was going to do, he's going to pull votes. I've never in my life called another opponent.
Huh. I don't like it, to be honest with you. I told Daddy, I don't like his political shit.
The problem is, Josh, when you get beat, if I get beat, whoever gets beat, you're chapped. But the problem is, y'all thinking on the damn people to ask you.
But my thing is, Mark, you keep saying...
Listen, that's how damn dumb he is, because he don't know who to ask
you. You keep saying, y'all, I ain't did nothing.
In his office here, and he had two of the boys here, and Bobby talked to me a while ago. I'm sorry, I'll be upset too if I look. But the thing about you, Judge, don't take it out because my chambers won't cut the throat. Kenneth Hollis, paying for Avery's thing. Kenneth Hollis cut your daddy's throat. Kenneth Hollis is laughing now. Damn right. When I get you a job, your daddy told me, he said, Mark, Joe will never give him a chance. If you give him a chance, more people will get done. That's what's really bad. It's when people back you, when people try to hit you out, they
don't want to
take
the
part of it.
Yeah. I hate it because I'm in the middle of all this. It's my dad, and it's my year, my job. And I'm
telling him to tell Bush after August the 7th, they ain't going to go fishing together. I'll talk to you in a few days.
See.